Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Today, marriage memories on a marriage Monday. You know, memories are the connecting tissue of life, and nothing quite so sad as to see the eyes of someone who has lost their memories and memories in general. And what about you and your marriage? The connecting tissue of life for your marriage as well? You have memories of marriage that still speak to you today? Tell us about it at the Intentional Living Center.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. You know, memories are powerful, and whether you're going through some tough times or you've got lots to celebrate, there are some thoughts and feelings from early on in your marriage that can still stir your heart. What are some of your marriage memories? Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. All right, so Randy, what's a marriage memory that you have?
Wow, thank you, Kurt. There's a setup for you. You know, I look at my memories. Don and I have been married over 40 years. We married as teenagers, and we got a lot of good memories. I think one that just popped to mind, though, was when right after we got married, she was about, Donna was probably 20, and she started to become ill and losing weight and more weight and more weight and more ill. And I can remember as a young husband, myself, just 20 or 21, scared to death, and ultimately we discovered she had thyroid problem, ended up with surgery and all sorts of things. But as a young couple, that brought us together, but it was a scary time for me, and no, for her as well. Memories. You know, let's talk about memories before we get to the calls here. What the power of memories. You, as I said, you look into the eyes of a person who has lost their memories. Their memories are gone. And they can't remember the moments it just that have preceded. And it's a sad thing. Memories are like a connecting tissue of life. They connect us from one moment to the next, to the next, to the next. And one of the reasons when I hear of people who divorce after many years of marriage, one of the sad moments I have is thinking about all the memories that could have been or should have been if life had been lived maybe the way it was intended for that couple. That could have connected them over years and years and years that God intended. Memories in marriage are meant to be a time of reflection, to give us a time of perspective on our life and significance. They can either be limiting or expanding, positive or negative, closeness or distance, moving you toward each other, away from each other. But what's a memory that you have of your marriage? Memories, what do they mean? How do you make them? Tell us your story. I'd ask the question to Intentional Living listeners today. As we think about memories, reflecting on memories, what are some memories that are meaningful to you or reflective to you in terms of your marriage? Let's go. Time is short. 888-888-1717 is my number right here into the studios. 888-888-1717.
I try to be intentional every day when I talk to my wife, like I'm still in pursuit of her. Not like I am, that I am. It's like we just first met, but I'm trying to entice her to be with me. And the Lord laid it on me that if you're not going to say something that is like when you first met her, to entice her to be with you, then it really works out good.
What I'm intentionally doing over the last 6 months or so is making sure that my wife knows that I am here for her. I make sure that she knows that our marriage is very important, that she's very important to me, and my focus is on her.
One thing I could do for my wife would be just to listen, let her explain things out, not always have a comeback, and just be patient. Patient to hear what she has to say, and then slow to speak.
There you go. We're talking marriage memories today. You know, I think back in our marriage, like I said, 40 years plus, I can remember obviously the birth of each of our three of our children being there, that memory, the memories of the loss of parents through death, times of, you know, buying a house and working together, fixing up a house. I can remember early on we bought little homes and we'd fix them up together. We'd work on the project together, painting and cleaning and doing those things. We'd live there maybe for a little bit, sell it, then get another house, kind of a early get your feet going in life financially. Memories of traveling and trips that we've taken, places where we've gone together to Israel and other places we've been together. And just times alone, just reflecting. I enjoy being with Donna, those memories of just spending time with her, talking about life and things. Memories are a powerful tool. I had the privilege of writing two books on childhood memories. My first was called The Unlocking the Secrets of Your Childhood Memories that I co-authored with Kevin Lehman. And that book became a national bestseller, allowed us, New York Times bestseller, in fact, allowed us to travel the country and really talk about the power of memories. And then I wrote another book called Father Memories, The Power of Our Memories of Our Dad and the Impact They Have on Our Life. And what we start to realize is that our memories are very powerful because, here's why memories are so powerful, because they are a personal reflection of how we view life. That's why two people in the same situation witnessing the same thing can give you two different memories from years ago from their childhood. Two siblings, two different memories, two different experiences, two different personal views of the same story. It's kind of a reflective perspective building kind of thing. Okay, Judy's on the line. Great story about marriage today. Judy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Randy. I can't believe I got through.
So well, I'm glad you did. How are you doing today?
I'm really good. I have to mention to you, I saw you at the marriage, whatever it's
called. The date night? Yeah, the Love Your Marriage
Night.
Yeah.
At Church of Joy in Phoenix. It was wonderful.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Ministry. I can't believe I got through, so I'm kind of nervous, and I just don't even know.
Well, you'll do fine. We're talking memories. Says here you have a story, a memory in your marriage.
I do. I have a memory. I have so many, but I have this one, and it really, really speaks to who my husband is, and just it was early in our marriage. We've been married for almost 18 years, and we had twins early in, you know, like 2 years. We had been married for 2 years, and they're 15 now. And the day that I had them, I had a C-section, and it was kind of a rough pregnancy, the whole thing. And I just remember, and I hope I don't cry here, but
it's okay.
Having them, and I just, you know, it was a rough delivery and everything. And so they had to give me a drug right afterwards because I felt the pain, and so I was kind of out of it for a while, and so my husband went with the nurses and everything because they were little, of course, and he had an opportunity to hold them. They said, you know, would you like to hold your babies? And my husband said, we need to take them to my wife first. She needs to be the first to hold them.
Wow.
And brought the babies in to me, and I got to hold them first before he had lots of opportunities before I was able to be in that place. And just it just speaks to who he is and how he treats me like a queen, always has and still does.
How does that memory feel to you as you share it?
Just emotional. I mean, I'm like trying not to get too emotional because it just like, I wouldn't have minded if he had held them, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, my goodness, it was such an emotional thing for both of us. And just for him to know how much it meant to me and to wait, and I held both of them, and then he took one of them, and, you know, and, I mean, it was just such a special, special moment. And
He thought of you before himself.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It was amazing. So, and that was a long time ago. I mean, like I said, they're 15 and a half now. So,
well,
yeah.
He's a keeper, and these memories are reflective of how we view life, and that's a beautiful memory that reflects how you view your husband today. Not only back then, 15 years ago, but today you see him as that same man, and that memory reinforces it for you.
You know what I think is so special too, when you have that kind of a relationship and you have children, because we had another one after the twins. I told my girls, you know, when you're looking to date someone or you're looking, don't look at how they treat you, because in the beginning, they're always going to treat you great, you know, because they like you and they're like, you know, wanting to date you and,
right.
You know, look and notice how they treat other people. And that is, I think, the biggest thing that they see in their father. I mean, he treats everybody like the same. He never treats anybody like he's better than them. And he's just, that kind of a person. And of course, he treats me wonderfully, and always has. But just that's what I fell in love with. One of the things I fell in love with was to watch him and to see how he treats other people.
Judy, that's powerful, and I hope every parent listening teaches their kids that lesson. It's not how they necessarily treat your daughter or even your son, but how they treat other people, because that's the real indication how they treat their mom, their dad, their siblings, their friends, because ultimately that's what they're going to get. Thanks for sharing that beautiful memory, Judy, today. Appreciate it.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Karen, and I am just calling from Peoria, and I wanted to call and just express that my husband and I are doing so much better at doing intentional things for each other that make each other feel special. And one of the things that my husband has been doing for me that I just really appreciate is every morning he gets up, he turns the coffee pot on, and he brings me a cup of coffee. And he'll even open the shower door and let me take a sip of coffee first thing in the morning. And it's just a special thing that he does for me.
Good for him. All right, these are all memories. Memories. What's a memory that you have of your marriage that lingers even today? 888-888-1717. Mackenzie, hi there. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Appreciate your call. What about a memory? One come to mind for you?
Yes. So my husband and I have been married for 4 years. We were married pretty young. And when we first got married, we were straight out of college, and we didn't have hardly any money. And it was my birthday was coming up. And I wasn't expecting anything special, but he had scrimped and saved up the money to drive me to New York and to stay with some of our friends. And we had such a blast, and I didn't know about it until we were driving, you know, out of our driveway. So
Wow. It
was just such a great memory.
And he surprised you. How long ago was that, Mackenzie? You said 4 years you've been married?
Yes, 4 years ago. 4 years ago this past September. So.
And he's still that kind of guy, right?
He absolutely is still that kind of guy. And, you know, I think that's a big reason why I married him, because he's so thoughtful and caring and loving and, you know, just still that same man that he was yesterday that he is today.
Those memories matter. Boy, and that'll linger not only for 4 years, but 40 years from now. Mackenzie, you'll still...
I think I'll always have that
special
memory. You know, we didn't have any money, but we packed all our food in the car and, you know, drove straight to New York. So
good for him.
It was a good time.
Hey, appreciate you sharing that, Mackenzie.
Thank you.
Appreciate
so much.
It. Thank you. Hey, this is great. Share with us a memory that comes to your mind. 888-888-1717. Kathy posts on Facebook, since we just had a terrible storm go through, and of course, in parts of the Midwest yesterday, people lost their lives. Hundreds of people been injured, homes destroyed in many of the listening areas of Intentional Living. So our heart goes out to you guys. But Kathy said, since we had such a terrible storm to go through, I'm reminded of the times that we snuggle up together with our dogs while we wait out the storm. Priceless moments. You know, there's something about those moments when there is a storm in life, and it could be either a real storm or symbolic, a storm that's going on in your marriage or your family or health. You either pull together or you pull apart. Jake says, my wife went through cancer with me, lost the kids in a car wreck. God has guided us through all of this, through these times, these storms, these difficulties. Sylvia reminds us, getting up early for walks, memorable moments, as well as taking the late walks under the stars. I'm not a morning person. Yeah, Don and I try to walk every morning. Get up, walk every morning, spend time together, just talking about life. These are the things that matter, making memories. If nothing else today, we want you to think intentionally, either making memories or you're making memories that you want to forget. And I hope you're making memories you want to remember down the road. It's an intentional decision. Tell us yours. 888-888-1717. Gottman found that the very first thing that destroys a relationship is criticism. And I got to tell you something. I can wrestle with that. I do wrestle with that. Because I think criticism is, what is the word? Critiquing. See? And so in a marriage relationship, it's easy for me to be critical of Donna. And you can do it with a look. You can do it with a word. You can do it with a gesture. You can do it with a suggestion. I tell the story at the conferences about, you know, I'm the lazy boy and Donna emptying the dishwasher, and I'm watching her empty the dishwasher, and I'm a fixer, and so I'm thinking to myself, there's a better way of doing that. So I'm thinking I'm helping her by telling her how she could do that better than, see, that's criticism. Close your mouth, Carlson. Yeah, listen, I do share that story, don't I? Mm. So true, criticism is destructive. Our passion here at Intentional Living and every topic that we do, like today on Marriage Memories, tomorrow we're going to talk about the 10-10-80 principle, how you can strengthen your family through 10-10-80, what that means. We talk about kids. We talk about a lot of issues because life is about issues and challenges. But our basic message keeps coming back to intentional living, living intentionally in Christ. And we have a passion for doing this. And we're seeing lives changed. We're asking a million people to join us on this journey, to stand up and say, I choose to live intentionally in Christ. We're here on the radio every day, online, around the clock. People on Twitter now, growing there as we continue to encourage you throughout the day. If you're not on Twitter with us, come and join us at The IL Center, online through Facebook, Intentional Living, Facebook, Intentional Living, or at our website, theintentionallife.com. Resources going out, conferences, all committed to helping you live intentionally in Christ. We have a very special gift just for this month of November for everyone who will share a gift to help us close out this month strong. Share the best gift you can. And when you do ask for, you'll see an opportunity there online to ask for the Home is Where the Heart Is 2014 calendar. Actually, it's a 14-month calendar starting right here in November, going all the way through next year. It's a beautiful calendar. One we have in our home. We want to get it to you to say thank you, an added bonus gift to say thanks. When you go online to theintentionallife.com, ask for it, theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Our lines are still open, so call now, 1-888-888-1717. Don't go away. We've got more stories and marriage memories to share with you. In fact, my wife Amy has a marriage memory. Amy?
Yeah, Kurt, do you remember on our honeymoon in Hawaii when we were walking around and there was one of those photo places where you could get your picture taken with, you know, a celebrity or something?
Uh-huh.
And we were looking at the pictures. I think Tom Selleck was the celebrity.
Oh, yeah, good actor, that Tom Selleck.
Yeah, whatever. Do you remember looking through the pictures and seeing someone that you remembered?
Boy, that doesn't come to mind, no.
Do you remember that it was an old girlfriend of yours with Tom Selleck?
Oh, yeah, kind of, sort of. It's a little fuzzy, but I think I remember that.
Selective memory.
Yikes. Thanks, Amy. What kind of flowers do you want?
We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. I love that gal.
Josh, you know that Intentional Living Marriage Conference we went to last year?
Yeah, it was great for us.
And you know how we promised ourselves we'd do something each year to keep our marriage strong?
Yeah.
Well, I found this Love Your Marriage study at the Intentional Living website, and I thought it would be good for us and our small group.
That, my dear, is a great idea.
Get practical steps to take your marriage from good to great. Order Dr. Randy Carlson's 7-week Love Your Marriage small group study at theintentionallife.com.
Daddy, what's your one thing?
I saw the wristband that you're wearing. What is that?
Oh, that? That reminds me to concentrate on just one thing at a time to help me be better at being your dad.
Really? I don't think it works.
Well, why?
Because you're already the best dad in the world.
Living an intentional life is simpler than you think. Begin moving toward change one daily intentional step at a time. Find out how when you order Dr. Randy Carlson's The Power of One Thing from theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. You know, one of the great things about the Intentional Living Center is that we're open 24/7. You can listen to previous broadcasts, check out our blogs, visit our online store. Join the conversation with our Facebook family or even tweet us at theilcenter.com. We've got lots going on, and we're here for you. Also, if you need prayer, go to the Inspiration tab and click on Need Prayer. Dr. Randy?
Okay, thank you, Kurt, and welcome to back to the Intentional Living Center here today, talking about marriage, Marriage Monday, talking about memories, the power of memories. Think about memories. Memories, think about those that you know who've lost their memories. One of the saddest things to see, someone you love when their memories are gone. A blankness. God gives us memories. It's connecting tissue for life, moving us from one point to another, positive or negative, moving us toward or apart. In marriage, God intends for them to be sweet, powerful, connecting. Stories today, 888-888-1717. We're going to go to Aletha, and she doesn't have power in her house except for a generator. The storms yesterday coming through Michigan, Illinois, through the Midwest. Aletha, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
You're on a generator today, huh?
Yes, we are. We have one room, so we still can listen to Family Life.
Well, good. I'm glad you're listening. Did you weather the storm pretty okay?
Branches are down. House is safe. We're all safe. That's good.
Wow. So. Now, where are you in Michigan? What part of town? What part of the state?
Williamston, not too far from Lansing.
Oh, okay. So it came all the way across the southern part of Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Well, we're glad.
Winds were up to 65 miles an hour last night, so it was pretty windy here.
Well, we've been praying for all of you, and I know in central Illinois and in Indiana they had many tornadoes in that area.
Yes. And several deaths. We've been praying for them, people.
Yes, indeed. So, well, we're glad that you're listening. You got electricity in one room and a telephone. So,
exactly right.
This must be pretty important to talk about your memories. What do you remember?
Well, what I remember is when we were only married 6 months, we were preparing to be medical missionaries. And I became very critically ill and had to have emergency surgery. And I had to have a temporary colostomy, and during the surgery, peritonitis occurred. So it's touch and go as far as life and death. And I felt so ugly being a new bride of only 6 months. And my husband came in, held my hand, and I said, "Honey, do you still love me?" Because I didn't feel very beautiful. And he looked at me lovingly, and he said, "If this would have happened to me, would you love me any less?" And I said, "Well, of course not." And he said, "Then how dare you? How dare you think that your love for me is greater than my love for you?"
Wow.
And I tell you, we've been married almost 42 years now.
Good for you.
And because of intentional living, I've now been able to write my story in a book. And now my husband and I share how God has helped us through all the ups and downs of chronic illness. So we couldn't go to a mission field overseas, but now because of intentional living and finally getting the book done, it is overseas.
Absolutely.
So God closed one door and opened another.
I want to see a copy of that. Can I get a copy of that book, that story?
I sent one to Family Life Radio already. It's called Chronic Illness Facing Its Challenges. And it goes all the way from before you're ill. In fact, you wrote a foreword to it, Randy. Thank you.
Well, I will track down to make sure that I get the final copy into my office.
Wonderful, because it really blessed me. You encouraged me. It took 2 years to write. And whenever I listen to it, Intentional Living, I say, "This is intentional. You need to sit down and you need to write." And so I did. Mm-hmm. And now the joy is sharing the hope of the great physician and how he can help people, even in situations where you don't know how much time you have, but
That's right.
Our life is in his hand. So it's awesome what he can do.
Absolutely.
In the power of faith.
Well, Aletha, I appreciate your story. We're glad that you guys are doing well and weathering the storm, and I look forward to finishing to read the story of God's provision in your life and how intentional living helped. You know, when I hear Aletha's story and I think about a husband and a wife, a young couple facing some challenge that they didn't expect, how many today, when they face a challenge in their marriage that they didn't expect, instead of really working it through and praying it through and saying, "Hey, marriage isn't just about me, it's about us, and it's about the commitment we've made to each other," in this day and age, seem to bail out, to give up, move on, do something else, go in a different direction. And I applaud those who say, "No, we've made a commitment, and we're going to make this work. We're going to trust God for it, and we're going to stay focused on it, and we're going to be intentional." That's the message. Those are the values that we hold as a ministry, and certainly that's the values God holds. for marriage today. And I know marriages end in divorce, and sometimes people fail one another and marriages come to an end. But if you're married today, I pray that you'll be intentional in trusting God to make that marriage work. And the memories that you build are powerful, and they're what God intends for you to hang on to every day as you make that relationship work.
My husband and I have been married 20 years, and we are just trying to stay intentional.
I live an intentional life by respecting my husband more, and that's something I really want to work on.
Hi, yes, I'm calling to let you know how important it is to deliberately make a choice to follow the Lord. And I chose to love my husband, and I have to say, it works. My marriage is better than it ever has been before.
My husband and I were separated for a year. At the end of it, I found myself saying that I would return to him. We both pray together. We let the Lord lead us in our lives. And even though we still have tough times, we're able to work through them. It's just awesome. The Lord is awesome.
Yes, he is. And again, our hearts go out to all families. You're listening perhaps today by generator like Alethea was. Been struggling throughout the Midwest. I know many of you were affected by the storms overnight. We've been praying for you and watching it online and on TV. And as that storm's unfolded, what, some 70 or 80, I heard maybe 85 or 90 tornadoes occurring in parts of Illinois and Indiana. And I know high winds in Michigan and Wisconsin and throughout that region of the country. We've been praying for you guys, praying for you. And thank you for listening, allowing us to bring you the good news of being intentional in Christ. Tomorrow, when we get together next time, we've got something I think you'll enjoy. It's a very practical topic. One of our intentional living principles is we teach 10-10-80. It's a principle that says life is made up of 100%, right? How do you distribute what you get? That could be money. That could be time, talent, any number of things. It's called the 10-10-80 principle. It comes right from Scripture. 10%, of course, is a tithe, right? What does that mean? Can you tithe your time? What about how do you use your time and your money and your resources? What about that other 10%? What about the 10% that comes next? What do you do with that? And then what is the 80%? How can you strengthen your family, your life, and prepare for the future by applying one simple intentional living principle called 10-10-80? We'll focus on that next time. Come join us. You have comments on today's program. Come to Facebook/intentionalliving. On Twitter, it's growing. Come and join us as we get an opportunity to keep in touch with you and encourage you. That's all what Twitter's about, encouraging you along your walk. Go to Twitter, of course, at the IL Center, at the IL Center for Intentional Living Center. And come join us. And who knows, I might be sending you some things you haven't seen before right there. Have a good day.